Joe Biden's migrant flood sparks citizen protests in Chicago. By Neil Munro on May 7, 2023. Citizens in Chicago are angrily protesting President Joe Biden's flood of foreign migrants into their neighborhoods and workplaces. It is a slap in the face that we as citizens of the United States of America do not have the resources and support, but you're going to bring people who are not citizens here in our community, in our buildings that we pay taxes for, that you took away from us, resident Natasha Dunn told TV cameras. That is completely unacceptable. The black people in Chicago are bleeding on the streets, she added. One protester at a raucous May 4th meeting carried a sign saying Build the Wall 2024. A top Democratic city leader at the May 4th meeting denounced the policy, reported BlockClubChicago.org. Minutes later, the crowd shouted down city officials' attempt at a presentation about the plans. The migrants come from a place where they didn't have nothing. So I know what that is, resident Etta McChristian said. But at the end of the day, if Chicago can't take care of its own, why should they take care of others? If the resources are given to others, why can't the resources be given to us? The city's likely next mayor is a Democrat, and he also revealed his support for illegal migrants over Americans. We have the responsibility to make sure that families who are seeking love and support here in the city of Chicago and throughout the state of Illinois, that they are not just welcomed but they are serviced, with government aid, said Brandon Johnson. Johnson downplayed the civic conflict caused by the government-imposed diversity, saying, I want to make sure that black families who have been left out, and that the brown families who want in, are not seen as a divided space. City officials said they will spend $35 million on roughly 1,300 family groups and house another 1,000 migrants. On Friday, Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, announced extra taxpayer funding for his semi-hidden catch-and-release network of Democratic-run groups and governments. Today, the Emergency Food and Shelter Programs National Board announced the allocation of $332.5 million to assist 35 communities receiving non-citizens released from custody as they await the outcome of their immigration proceedings. By October, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will award approximately $360 million in additional funds through the new Shelter and Services Grant Program. However, that spending is just a small share of the taxpayers' cash Mayorkas is delivering to help transport millions of economic migrants from South America, through Central America and Mexico, over the border, and up to American cities and towns. Watch, Lightfoot to Governor Abbott, stop sending migrants to Chicago, we are completely tapped out. The Latino population is being favored by Chicago's politicians because it is growing faster than the local black population. It also delivers an extra supply of compliant workers, law-abiding consumers, and grateful renters to local business leaders. But the inflow is very unpopular, in part, because the new arrivals tend to look down on blacks. A January 31 to February 3 poll showed that 56% of locals oppose the busing of migrants into Chicago. A majority of blacks and whites oppose the busing, and just 51% of local Hispanics support the continued inflow. The establishment website, BlockClubChicago.org, showed its support for the destructive migration policy. For example, the site tried to shame black residents, including Val Free, a leader in the local Neighborhood Network Alliance, by claiming the residents relied on data provided by what it described as a hate group. But the hate charged by a liberal group is often used to muzzle pro-American groups, regardless of the accuracy and fairness of their research. The BlockClubChicago.org site also suggested that illegal migrants are not actually illegals because they are entitled to ask for asylum. But the often fraudulent asylum requests do not change the migrant's underlying illegal status. They merely work like a request for bail today and a pardon next year. Also, federal law requires that asylum-seeking migrants be detained until their asylum claim is judged. However, Biden's deputies have chosen to release the migrants so that the migrants can get the jobs they need to pay off their smuggling debts to the cartels, get settled in U.S. communities, and then bring in more relatives. For example, Biden's Cuban-born border chief Alejandro Mayorkas recently announced he would allow migrants from Central America to bring 100,000 family members to U.S. cities, including Chicago. Local citizens scoff at the establishment site's drive-by claim of racism. "This is not about racism for us," Val, Free said. "This is more about access to resources and stabilizing our neighborhood. We shouldn't have to fight with people who don't live here over resources that we're not getting." Multiple polls show that working-class African Americans oppose migration. In 2018, Breitbart News reported an article by academic Tata Shane Tata in the American Politics Research Journal. Working-class African Americans are significantly more supportive of policies that seek to decrease the number of immigrants coming to the United States, increase the federal role in verifying the employment status of immigrants, and attempts to amend the Constitution's citizenship provisions. Nationally, blacks split 45% to 45% on whether legal immigration should be decreased or increased, said a Fox News poll of 1,003 registered voters in January 2023. Nationwide, the split was 49% for a decrease and 43% for an increase. For at least 30 years, migration has moved wealth from ordinary employees to business leaders, CEOs, landlords, and investors. The inflow of people drives down Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. In 2017, for example, a Chicago bakery was forced to hire up to 800 Americans at higher wages when the federal government forced it to fire hundreds of illegal immigrants. In fact, the government's pro-migration policies have helped slash black Americans' wages and wealth since the 1980s. A 2017 report in the Chicago Tribune showed the average income of black Americans in Chicago is roughly half the income of Asians and whites in the city, and well below the income for Latinos. The new migrants are also pushing blacks back to southern states where they lived until Congress blocked most migration from 1925 to 1965. The government-funded inflow is also pushing rents up for ordinary Americans. In January, Forbes.com reported the average rent in Chicago reaches its highest point ever, saying, "The average rent in Chicago is more expensive than all 10 of these major cities of the Midwest, with Minneapolis the closest at an average rent of $1,649. Indeed, the growth rate in the average rent in Chicago is among the most robust in the Midwest region. From November 2021 to November 2022, Chicago's average rent rose by 8.6%, from $1,773 to $1,925. Moreover, enthusiasts for more migration say migrants into U.S. cities can replace the Americans and their children, who do not want to pay higher rent in cities. Author Leah Buston wrote in June 2022. "Many of the children of U.S.-born parents grow up in areas where their families settled long before, so economic mobility for them is often coupled with the costs of leaving home. In other words, U.S.-born families are more rooted in place, while immigrant families are more footloose, and this willingness to move toward opportunity seems to make all the difference." The federal government is providing incentives for blacks to leave high-value real estate in Chicago for lesser cities such as Ferguson, Missouri. There is no evidence that the staff and board of BlockClubChicago.org oppose cheap labor migration into Americans' workplaces and neighborhoods. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats, and 43% of blacks.